We're reading from the fourth chapter of Paul's letter to the Philippians. Some very familiar words. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of Christ. Yesterday, sitting on the bleachers over there before chapel, I was listening to the visiting and the laughter. It made me wonder if there were any young people at Philippi at all when Paul wrote this letter. Why would he have to tell young people to rejoice? LOL. What is more oft-repeated than the laughter of youth? Oh yes, we notice that the Savior is also reminding us to find our joy in our Savior. But much of the joy around here that I've seen, like students standing out by the oak tree to greet their friends as they arrive on campus the first time, much of the joy has been in the undeserved gifts that our Savior has showered upon us. Friends, facilities, the opportunity to learn of creation and Creator at the same time. And we've also been rejoicing all along in that greater undeserved gift of having our names written in the book of life. Why would Paul keep reminding us to rejoice? And we notice that it is the rejoice that he repeats twice, not the in the Lord. Because what he is urging upon us all is joy at all times. Rejoice in the Lord always. And that is not a feature of youth, or of age for that matter. We rejoice when we're with our friends, and then not too much later, lie lonely on our bunk, lonesome for home, anxious about assignments, relationships, about distant loved ones, about seriously ill loved ones, and maybe even sometimes about our own future. The events of our lives go up and down from day to day, and often our emotions go up and down with them. But there is a joy that is outside the day-to-day events of our lives. It's the joy of being able to call God our Father for Jesus' sake, even to the end of the world. This is a joy that's like the outrigger on a canoe that keeps us in balance, even in rough waters. Usually on the port side, isn't it? But sometimes on both sides. When the waves seem to hit us from all directions. Sometimes when things seem to be going our way, we can easily forget this joy and rely on those things. And that's like finding ourselves in pleasant waters, relying on them to remain so, and disconnecting the wing nuts that fasten the outrigger to the hull of our canoe. It's a capsize waiting to happen. Through Paul, our Lord reminds us to stay balanced, not to go overboard, but to let our reasonableness, our gentleness, be apparent to everyone. Realize that if the water is calm for you right now, it will not always be so. Your joy is still in the Lord. And if the water is rough for you right now, roiling with emotions and uncertainties, troubles or tribulations, there's no need to be wavering from side to side in anxiety. Instead, he invites us to bring all the difficulties, the struggles, yes, even the homesickness, the lonesomeness, to God, along with our thanksgiving. For isn't homesickness an indication that the Lord has blessed us with a good home? So let your patience and gentleness be known to everyone, even your roommate. And let your heartaches and troubles and thanks be known to God. And your life will have the balance that the Lord of the universe shed his blood for you to have. Peace is a powerful thing. The world thinks that human thundering and lightning accomplishes mighty things and strikes awe and terror in the hearts of all. But the peace of God that we have in Christ has a greater power. It guards our hearts, the very core of our lives. When the hearts of others are failing with fear, what is going to happen to our country? What is going to happen to our children? What is going to happen to me? And take they our life, our family, our goods, our good name, if these are all gone, what have they won? Christ, the King, still rules all things for us and causes all things, even the day of our death, to work together for our good. And we have peace. Peace guards our minds when the minds of others are running from one popular theory to another, as the devil continues to distract people from the goal which he has in mind for them. As you study the mathematics, the biology, the sociology, the geography, the languages, the thinking of this world, rejoice that you know and are at peace with the Creator of this world and of all things in it. He brought you here by his word, which gathered this group of believers together. And it might seem at times that he just dropped you off at this campus, but he is never far away. He sees all your needs. He hears all your prayers. Rejoice in him. Rejoice. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. 784.